So I usually have I shouldn't say that. I usually have some level of expectation, good or bad, heading into a podcast. I had no expectation for some reason heading into the podcast with your new talent, Rich Keefe. I don't know why. I didn't really know him. I met him once. So I wasn't sure what to expect when I sat down with him. I didn't know if he's going to be a nice guy, if he's going to be an asshole, if he's going to play along, if he wasn't, if he was going to give me any shit. I didn't know. I had no idea. None.
Now what do you think?
Still not sure, honestly. No, I think, we had a good conversation. He's not an asshole. And I'm not saying that like that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's probably, I'd like him to be a little more of an asshole. But I do think, as it was with me, when you walk into a marriage, a radio marriage, you're not really what you are at first. We will see, I think, the full Keefe 6 months from now, 9 months from now, a year from now. I'll say this. A couple of days in, we're taping this right before we send it out. It seems to me that Holly is more energized than I've heard him in a while with Keefe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Holly also did this to a certain degree with Thornton at the beginning.
And he's trying too hard?
No, I don't think he's trying too hard. I think he gets revitalized a little bit when someone new comes in, and it's kind of almost like he's trying to impress the new kid in school.
Oh, that thing's going on?
It seems that way. Yeah. I don't know if that's truly what's happening. Maybe he is truly revitalized, and he's more energized now, but it certainly seems that way.
Everybody seems happy, though, so far?
Everyone's very happy so far. The first 15 minutes of the show, there's a big fight between Rich and Dale.
There was more fighting there than there was the entire Thornton run, almost. Like, Thornton wouldn't have done that.
No, Thornton had one real fight, and it was with a caller, and that was about a week before he flipped out.
Yeah, so I enjoyed the conversation with Keefe. It was not combative. I don't know if that's his style. My guess is it's probably not going to be his style. I think he's going to be like nicely combative, if that makes sense, politely combative.
Absolutely, everything I've heard about him in the office has been positive. Everyone's like, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy and everything, but that's fine. Just kind of be a dick on air.
Yeah, and you think that's going to happen?
I think it's going to happen a little bit.
You like working with him so far?
So far, so good. I mean, it's nice to have someone in there that can actually do their own work for themselves.
That's true. Is he one of these guys yet, when you have your conference calls, is he kind of laying back, though?
No, he's jumped right in. I mean, the first day, he kind of just observed to hear how we do it and what we're talking about and how we structure it out.
Right.
And then he just came with ideas.
My thing is, I asked him this in the podcast. At what point do you, if something's going on, it's a shit show, we have them all the time, it's dead, and it's 3:40, and there's nothing going on, and Dale says, hey, I want to do this, and you think it sucks. How long will it take him to say, I think that sucks? In a nice way.
Hopefully right away.
Yeah, that's hard, though. I can tell you that's hard. I can tell you that's really hard.
It's very difficult, especially with Dale, to kind of, because Dale's a really nice guy. He really is.
Uh-huh.
To your face.
That's a little more accurate.
But, you've worked with him forever doing a show, and I know some people feel like, I get beaten down by Dale, but Dale also does know what he's doing. Sometimes
of course he does.
His ideals of something are a little out of balance for what we're trying to do.
So I thought it would be an interesting discussion between two guys, one guy who successfully went into a radio marriage and, went in and kind of made it happen.
You cuckolded John.
I what?
You cuckolded John.
And I don't know. I don't know about that, but I went in and sort of said, after a while, you got to do things your own way. Now, I'm watching this Keefe thing with curiosity. I'm optimistic. I hope it works out. I enjoyed the conversation. I like Rich. I think he's a good guy. It's fun watching. It's almost like a test trial. Across the street, it seems like mostly, though I've heard rumors lately of some fights off the air between certain personalities on that station.
Oh, absolutely.
Who weren't around maybe all week as we tape this on a Thursday. Just rumors and innuendo. I heard about this.
I've heard about a copycat walkout.
A what?
A copycat walkout.
Really?
You guys were so successful staging a walkout. Staging might be the wrong word.
I would not say in our case it was staging. Oh, you think this was manufactured?
No, I don't think it was manufactured, but I think it was...
Oh, you think the same thing happened?
Hey, I got away with it. Let's try a walkout here, too.
Oh, really? You heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, we're going to dig into that. What was I saying? Now let's talk about Dino. I don't know. Anyway. Oh. I think it's interesting to watch a guy come in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when he walks into this place. Because this place can change a man.
Watch him get beat down.
It's like being the president. It can change you over a couple of years. It changes the way a man is, the way he thinks, the way he sleeps. His whole life is forever changed.
Or doesn't sleep.
And often ruined. He looks like he's a happy-go-lucky, kind of optimistic guy. In 2 years, I'll see him in the hallway and he'll be like, fuck this fucking guy. Fuck this place. Fucking motherfuckers. That is inevitable, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, maybe that's a case everywhere here, especially. But it's nice right now to deal with somebody who's optimistic. So a conversation. I don't know. How long was it, Ben?
42 minutes,
did you
43
to
minutes.
It?
Yeah, most of it.
What'd
I didn't make a chance to. I thought it was pretty good. You guys had pretty good chemistry back and forth.
Yeah, he did a good job, I thought.
He didn't shy away from anything.
No, he answered everything. Hey, a couple of things I wish he'd answered a little more specifically, but listen to it. I told you last week not to listen to Corolla. I am telling you this week to listen to my conversation with the newest member of the afternoon team, Rich Keefe. This is actually going to be beneficial for you, I think, as a matter of fact, because you are dealing with somebody. And I'm going to allow you to speak right away. This is the kind of host
great.
I am. You're allowed to talk right from the
How
start.
How about this?
I say your name, you can respond to it.
What a pleasure to be here.
You are dealing with somebody who walked into a marriage of two radio hosts, not only survived, thrived, and became a megastar. So I would just say follow what I did.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you, I think, have put out the blueprint for how to do it.
Yes, yes. I should write a book.
Because when it started, it was, how long was it Dennis and Callahan before Minahan even got his name in the program?
Oh, Jesus. Longer than Dale and Michael. I would say, yeah, at least 15 years, Ben. At least.
Wow.
And there was no breakup. Like, Michael and Dale were off for a couple of years.
Yep.
Back together, you know, and those guys get along. Like, they're friendly guys. I mean, they pretend to like each other on the air. They do that whole thing. Jerry and John, it was, you know, I walked into fucking Dysfunction City 101 and made things even more dysfunctional. So I got to wonder, which are you going to try and... Here's what my core question to you today. This is Rich Keefe, host of Kiefer Madness, which went on for approximately 47 minutes yesterday with that story at the end of the show.
Yeah, I was told it went on a little bit long. I thought
Who told you
right.
that?
Joe.
Joe Zarbano?
Yeah.
It's a little long. Well, here's why. Did you have some stories in your pocket if it didn't work?
No, we do one story, typically. See, that's the problem, and that's the adjustment from going from the night show to the afternoon drive, where the time is more precious.
You think it's different at what time you do it? What time did you do
we
it?
We did
at
it at 9:50 at night, so it would sometimes bleed over to 10:05.
So
it'd
right?
be a 15-minute thing, and we'd just be playing grab ass for a while.
Right.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
People liked it.
Right.
But you're putting it on at the most listened to time. I understand. I understand the criticism.
Yes.
And I understand maybe introducing another story or making just one shorter. I get it.
See, that's right now. You're not reading the blueprint. When the program director tells you that, you say "fuck you." I do it my way. You understand?
I'm on my first contract, though. I probably shouldn't do that. Maybe wait till the second.
Are you going to be... I listened yesterday, and as I said in the air today, I thought you did a good job, especially in that first segment you went at Dale with Farrell. I thought it was really good. You could feel the tension rising in the car. One of those moments where I was actually about to go for my run, and I still left the radio on, as opposed to putting on the thing,
nice.
Putting on the app. I said, I'm hanging in. The question is, are you going to be the kind of guy who is constantly, fighting, is a pain in the ass when you legitimately disagree, or you need to get worn down and just go along to get along after a while?
No,
that to me is the core question.
No, it's a great question. And I think I am going to always fight for whatever I believe in. I'm not going to make anything up, though. I'm not going to skip Bayless it. But
if I
truly believe, like, John Farrell is not a good manager, and Dale's telling me that he is, like, we're gonna get into arguments about that.
How old are you?
32.
You're 32. Dale is close to twice your age.
Undisclosed.
Give or take.
Yeah.
I think in his 60s. Michael is a little older than you, and he's in between somewhere.
Right.
Do you think it's going to be hard because you worked with Jones, who was younger? You know, I think your listeners are a little younger. Is it going to be hard for you to work with guys who are that much older?
I don't think it'll be harder for me. I worked with Jones as the normal show, but I worked with literally everybody over there.
I understand.
Like, that was one of the things. So I'm used to working with Jerry Trupiano, Dan Shaughnessy. Like, I've hosted shows with all these guys. So I think I can do that. I think it's going to be more kind of up to the listener. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be listeners that like Dale and Holly, and they're like, who's this new guy? Then there's going to be others that hopefully maybe I bring some over, and then they're like, no, you don't really fit with these guys. At least right away they might say that.
Yeah.
And so the goal would be, I guess, for younger listeners, people that were used to listening to Kiefer Madness and Grab Ass segments, to also tune in 2 to 6 on EEI now.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I who the hell knows? I mean, I hope it works out. I'm rooting for it to work out. But you that's the one thing is you didn't do any shows with those guys before, right?
That was the first time.
You met them for lunch somewhere, right?
I met them for lunch, and then I came in and I sort of shadowed because my first official day wasn't on air wasn't until Tuesday, but
right.
I was in.
Dale was not happy with me. You're going to find that out. Those guys don't like me.
They don't like you?
Yes, they don't like me. It's okay.
All right.
I'm comfortable with that, Rich. Nobody likes me.
Who does like
you?
I was going to say nobody?
Nobody. Jerry
does.
Well,
at least by the sound of it.
We had a tough 6 a.m. segment. We had our first on-air. and off-air fight in 4 years.
Really?
Ever today. It got ugly.
Is that a bad sign?
Oh, okay. Yeah, his fault.
Yeah.
I thought the Belichick thing was weird.
What, me not talking?
Yeah, it just sounds weird. It sounds emasculating.
But so nobody
just say, hey, Bill, what's going on?
So nobody, I did off the air. So that's the thing.
Your mic was off.
He walks into the studio.
Yeah.
Like as they're coming back from break, mm-hmm. and so Dale's like reintroducing the segment, and I'm sitting in front of him. I stand up. He says, "Hey, Rich." I say, "Hey, Bill. Nice to meet you."
Right.
And then he sits down, and nobody must have told him that I was just hanging out with the guys.
Right.
And so Dale introduces. He's like, "Hey, we're with Coach Belichick," and he's like, "Hey, Dale. Hey, Michael. Hey, Rich."
Right.
And then so I was like, they wanted to wait for my first day to be Tuesday. It wasn't my decision. I would have gone on last Thursday when I was done. I would have come on the air. But they wanted to wait till Tuesday, which is fine. But it was great actually that it was Bill Belichick that sort of let everybody know that I was sitting there the whole time.
So what happened over there? So my understanding is, and you know, I don't know this, is you were not happy when Murray got that job with Felgren-Mazz, and
yeah.
You were frustrated.
I was frustrated. So I was never full time there.
Yeah.
And like, never once. So I was there for 7 years.
Did you have insurance?
No, not from them.
Where'd you have it from?
So my wife had it for a while. And then when she changed jobs,
okay,
we had to buy it through the state, which is the worst.
Right. Yeah. It sounds,
which is the absolute
worst.
That
doesn't sound so good.
No, but I mean, that was the big thing. And like, the station was doing so well, so they weren't going to make a lot of changes. They didn't really need to extend out to more people to become full time. So I wasn't full time, but I'd been there for a while. You know, started just doing the weekends, then was doing the night show with Jones, and then Bertrand got, you know, the midday show, so that was an opening.
Right.
I thought I was a pretty good candidate for that, and ultimately they said I wasn't, and so that was a tough blow. Like, that was very frustrating for me.
That was a few years ago, right?
Yeah, I think it's been at least two, right? I think
so. You've been stewing ever since?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yo,
were you looking to get out?
No, not necessarily looking to get out, but if I wouldn't get out for like any reason, for example.
Yeah,
but like, the afternoons on EEI are available? Like,
sure.
Hell yeah. Like,
were you surprised when you got the call?
I was very surprised when I got the call, because I knew there was, you guys had turnover at night, you guys had turnover on your show.
Yep.
And so I'm like, all right, well, those are some openings, but I don't know if I would even want to leave the night show on one for the night show on another.
Sure.
Like, I don't know if I'd want to, especially with the Red Sox games and with all the stuff going on. So I was definitely shocked when they were like, because I think I found out maybe a few days before Thornton announced to everybody else. So I didn't even get I got a heads up, kind of blindsided, I guess, by it. So yeah, I was surprised.
And you were in right away.
Yeah, I was like, this would be great. I mean, especially if Dale and Michael are open to it.
Right.
You know, and at least to this point, they definitely have been.
No issues so far.
None. I mean, it's early.
None whatsoever.
It's early. No.
Really?
No, not with those guys.
No issues from Dale. Dale's giving the silent treatment after that first break. Everything was good.
No, it was good.
Really?
Everything was good.
Okay.
You don't think it's going to be good?
It's disappointing. What?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, it was.
It's not the answer
fine.
I was looking for.
No,
no, I think I've worked with Dale a lot, and I like Dale. Dale doesn't like me. I like Dale. We.
Yeah, you texted him during the show yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Like 2 days ago to give him some information.
Yeah, yes. And I like Dale.
Yeah.
He didn't respond to that, by the way.
Well, he mentioned it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my friend Kirk Whitehand.
I'd like a smiley face back.
Okay.
I'm looking for a dick pic here, Rich.
No,
but, you know,
I know, but a nice emoji wouldn't kill you.
I mean, with the
technology, you can give like a nice gift.
2 seconds.
Send a gift, yeah.
Dale, I think some guys like confrontation and feed off it. Some guys don't. Dale gets, I think, I don't know what the word is, but he gets a little frustrated sometimes.
I think it's great, but I don't think if you did it every segment.
Well, that's different.
Right, you know what I mean?
You can't do that.
Right, or like, I mean, even every show, you might be sort of grasping at it. Because, like, once you get into, like, there's not always things to get that heated about. But if you feel strongly about something,
well,
that's the time to hash it out.
Right.
And that's great radio.
What do they describe what's your role going to be? When you sat down with those guys, you broke bread. I'm going to guess across the street.
No, we went, Michael, I forget the name of the place. Michael picked the place we went.
Oh, was over by his house? He had the schlep
over
there?
No. It might have been near his house. It was in Brighton, but it was, yeah.
Right. So three, you sat down.
Yeah.
With the producers or no?
Ben, yeah.
Ben, okay.
Yeah.
Four, you sat down?
Yes.
And what was discussed?
Well, they asked me, first of all, if I had questions. And one of my things was, you know, you guys have been doing so many shows together, so many successful shows.
Right.
Are you even open to a third person? Because as you know firsthand, like that, you can be as good as you can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
But if those two guys on the other side just kind of no-sell you,
yeah,
and just
fucked.
Sort of, you know,
fucked.
Like, what are you going to do?
You're dead. You're dead.
And I'll be honest, and I even told them this, like, listening to those guys with Jerry Thornton at first,
mm-hmm.
and I think they didn't really give him much of a chance.
Right.
Like, I felt like he was kind of it. He was a little bit in trouble. Plus, you know, the hours that he was working was a little strange at first. Like, he wasn't on the show full time. But
right.
So I was like, if you guys are into it, then I would definitely be a part of that. And I think sort of a little bit of a shot in the arm. Like, hopefully a little bit more energy. Like, again, just being younger, I think right away I'm going to come at it from I'm going to have different opinions about things just generationally. You know, I don't have kids. They both have kids. Like, I think it's just it's a different voice. Like,
what did they say? What was there? Were they have any questions or
concerns?
No,
they were excited about it. Like both of them were generally, or at least whether they were faking it or not, they at least to me felt like they were both really excited. They thought that their show, you know, they have a good show, but they could use something extra. They could use like
did
a
you listen
bit.
To that show a lot or not a lot?
Well, I'll tell you what, after I didn't get that job in the afternoons, I listened to them all the time.
Really?
I stopped listening to the afternoon
so
show.
So you didn't listen to, you can say, Felger Maz, you didn't listen to them at all?
No. After
really?
I didn't get
you
the
sure
job.
Must have been on there occasionally. No, I feel like
well,
I saw
yeah,
you
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously when I'm there, I'm listening.
Right.
And, you know, when I'm in the building an hour before my show,
yeah,
and, you know, you hear it. But, you know, that used to be part of my routine, especially, you know, them being on TV. You sit, you're in and out watching that, listening to that. But it would just frustrate me so much that.
You didn't like Murray?
I had no problems with Murray.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, you watch that show and you're like, oh, you have to get health insurance through the state because of you're not on this show.
Right.
Like, that's how my mind was working. And I was just frustrated by it. So, but I would end up listening to Dale and Holly all the time. And so, like, especially in my car on the commute into work, I would listen to those guys all the time.
You listen to both stations a lot now or no?
Yeah, I still listen. I still don't listen to the afternoons.
Right.
But I ping pong between the two. I think most people do.
I think everybody does.
Right? Like, you have
that's
to.
That's sort of a misconception, I think, you know. I don't know. Who listens to one show for 4 hours?
Well, nobody. Plus, you know, once you listen to them enough or like us, when you've worked there, you know what the break schedules are. And you're like, oh,
true.
Well, they're going to be on commercial for 5 minutes right
that's
now.
True.
So I can ping pong, you know, no problem.
How did you? I've been critical. You may not know this about Adam Jones.
You're
a co-host.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
No, you're not.
I feel like he is.
Why is that? Just because he's negative?
No. Yeah, I'm bothered by his negativity, Rich.
That's what a lot of people say.
I feel like he sort of parrots the Felger take of the day.
See, I can understand where you would say that, and nobody would ever know this, and you don't have to believe me if you don't want to, but we would start with show emails early in the day, right?
Sure, like well, most shows do.
Before Felger's even on the air.
Right.
And a lot of times, we would find out, you know, whatever Felger and Maz led with that day, or like a sort of off the beaten path kind of negative take on something.
Right.
Jones had already put that in the email.
Right.
And then it's sort of, all right, do we want to not do it just because they did it?
Well, you can't do that.
Right? You gotta do what you want to talk about.
Well, you know, 90% of the time, you know what you're going to lead your show with, usually by, you know, almost well, night show's different. Our show's different, too, I guess. But like,
yeah, those are tricky.
Most days, you know, I know when we walk in where we're starting.
Yeah.
Yesterday and today are obviously easy ones. But, I mean, by and large, you have an idea.
Yeah. No, I would say so. But let
me ask you this, because I thought of this. I was actually talking to your friend, Mike Menansky.
Yes.
Who's actually somebody who likes me in this building.
Oh, there you go. There's two.
I was on the phone with him yesterday before your show started, and I thought, is it a good thing or a bad thing that some big story happened on Keefe's first day? Mutt said it's a good thing. I said, it's kind of a tough spot.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like, because people were asking me yesterday who didn't get a chance to hear it. They're like, how'd your first day go? I'm like, it was good,
you get swallowed by the story.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd put an asterisk by it. Like, it wasn't like a real
show.
It's
not a real show.
Like, literally anybody could go in a room and talk about Chris Sale for 4 hours.
Easy.
Like, that was an easy show, and you get those shows dropped on your lap 5-10 times a year.
Already today is going to be a different show, like that's worn off. Like there's no talker now.
Well, it is funny. I mean, there is the adjustment of, you know, we're preparing for the show. We're like, oh, let's talk about Al Horford. Let's talk about the state of the Bruins. Like you map out a show.
Well,
and
you
then
at the
10 minutes before you're like,
are you at the point now though? And my guess is going to be no to this question because it was for me early on. Are you at the point now where if they say, hey, you know, we're going to talk Bruins here or whatever, and you think this fucking segment's going to suck? Are you going to just for the first couple months? You're just going to take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For the first couple, I don't think that way. I mean, I think right away.
You don't think what way?
That if we want to talk Bruins, it's going to suck.
I'm just saying
not Bruins,
example,
but like any
whatever.
Any
some
team.
Segment's coming up.
No, I'm going to make the most of it, and I'll tell you what.
It's 3:25.
Yeah.
You got no calls. Dale's, and I do, listen, I do this. I'm like, what the, we go to the producers. What the fuck do you got? We got nothing.
Yeah.
And they say, let's do this. And then they say, you know what, let's do whatever, Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame. And you're like, Jesus Christ, I got to fucking do this for 20 minutes?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are certain, topics.
You,
no, but for
are
me,
you just going to sit there and say, I'm just going to go along and get along at first?
Well, no, I mean, I'm more interested to see, how it, the like the chemistry is going to be with those guys.
Right.
Because, again, like that, even if it's a topic that's not super exciting right away, just how do they react to it? Like, what's that dynamic going to be like?
Right.
Like, who am I going to end up agreeing with more or disagreeing with more and things like that? So that's going to be fresh for a while, I feel like. Like, you're just getting to know those guys.
Yes.
Regardless of what we're talking about.
It's also the part, and that took me a while, too, is when do you jump in? When do you jump out?
Yeah.
Who's talking? How long does this guy talk for? Is he actually pausing? Is he not pausing?
So they did a good job yesterday. And so, you know, like the studios that you're in now.
It's like magnificent. Aren't you excited to be part of Big Time Radio?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, what a step up. Yes. Like the it's like a little triangle in there. But a few times yesterday.
Yeah, where are you, by the way?
I'm sitting.
Like, right when I walk in?
Right when you walk in.
Yeah.
So I could see both of them. There are monitors kind of in the way. But they both did a good job at certain points yesterday. You know, Michael would say, Rich, what do you think about this?
Right.
Now, you know, eventually over time,
that'll be awkward.
Hopefully you don't need to point out the person's name, but to make sure that, you know, nobody's getting swallowed up. Like, I feel like I wouldn't say I talked 33% of the time, but probably pretty close. Like, I think I did all right.
Yeah, they're much better than I did. Honestly, much better than I did at first. If you listen to the first couple of weeks with me and John and Jerry, I was like 10% probably. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, it's definitely that part will probably be all right. I got to ask you this question because Jerry Callahan wanted me to ask you this. We just taped our show podcast. So you're a conspiracy theorist, right?
Yeah.
Do you believe that, for example, like President Bush was in was responsible for 9/11?
No, I'm not. That's where I stop.
Sandy Hook?
I'm not. No, I don't go there.
So you're like a goofy conspiracy theorist.
Yes, mine
I mean,
much
you know,
more,
I mean, like you know, like actually, like you know, if I put a gun to your head, did the man land on the moon or not? You would not really believe the man.
Yeah, I don't think we've been
on
the moon. I don't think we've been to the moon.
So then, what happened?
They faked it because
Where?
It was an arms race. Where in a studio? Stanley Kubrick directed it.
So why do they do it now?
What do you mean? Why do they do it now? How often do they go to the moon?
I mean, do you believe that people go to space?
Yeah, maybe they go up and down. I mean,
maybe like if they don't do that, like now in this world,
what are we doing though? Like, yeah, they can send satellites.
Do you think one person probably would have come out and said that Stanley Kubrick directed this?
Well, yeah, people have said that.
No, people who are actually involved with NASA.
Seen the little documentary, Room 237.
I have seen
it. Yeah, it's a little slow, but it's
terrible. Actually,
it's a little slow.
So Jerry was worked up because Jerry's like, this fucking guy believes it. You know, so you're not like
I'm not like the 9/11 ones and stuff like that. Absolutely not. But the other ones. Like, do I believe in Bigfoot? Yes. Do I believe in, you know, aliens? Obviously. Do I believe in that we've not been to the moon? Yes.
Okay.
And you would think these would be harmless ones, but when I've talked about the moon landing before, people get really fired up that I don't believe that. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know how that would offend you. Like, if I said 9/11 was an inside job, I could definitely understand why people would be up in arms about it.
That's Sandy Hook is a little,
oh my
stuff's
God.
A little, you know,
yeah,
a little
that's
ridiculous.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you know, if you pay attention. I don't know if you, there's drama often at this station.
Yeah, so something that I.
Was that a concern for you?
It was at least worth asking the question. Like asking a couple of people. Like
what?
Just.
Who are those couple of people?
So the only two people I knew
you and I talked once.
Yeah.
Right.
Monansky and obviously Chris Curtis, I used to work with. So those are the only two people here.
Two fucking morons.
That I knew. So two idiots.
The two last people I would ask anything about the station.
Well, less about, you know, because you would hear things. Well, I would just, you know, the different hosts, like just the shows being changed around.
Right.
Combined with maybe some of the other stuff you hear, maybe physical altercations. If you were involved in any of those.
No, I've never heard of that.
Things like that because, you know, in the 7 years that I was at the other place, everybody got along fine. Obviously there's a lot of pissing matches.
I don't think Andy Gresh was everybody's favorite.
No, but I don't think there was... You know, huge fights. Like, yeah, not everybody's gonna go hang out. Like, that's just like with anybody. But there was no shows just completely shitting on the other show or shitting on another person. Like, yeah, there might be sort of a little comment here, you know, a little comment there.
Well, it sounds like you're talking about me, Rich.
With what?
Shitting on and critical and altercations.
Yeah, well, I would just. So I thought it was worth asking. Like, just what's the temperature over there? Like,
did you ask the question? What is Minahan really like?
No.
That's not a question you've ever asked?
No.
Really?
I also thought, what interactions were we going to have? I was really worried about that, to be honest.
So what were you worried about?
What was I worried about?
Yeah.
Just the, less so the fighting with people, but more.
The change, the constant.
Oh, the changes, right?
Right.
Because some of these other shows have been locked in for so long, and I know you guys have, we have different kind of front office positions than before, but the fact that that people would get fired, then rehired, shuffled around, like from the outside, doesn't that look like maybe not the most stable place?
Sure, yeah, but I would say, Gresh left and Bertrand went over there and then Jim Murray went in there. I think it happens, you know, and Dino was a little older.
Yeah, but like Murray didn't get forced out. Murray was in the same position I was where he wasn't full-time. So then he left for a full-time job and then a full-time job opened up so he came back. So I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the midday
Chris
shows.
Did you ask Curtis about that?
I just asked him sort of like, what, you know, how, what's
and
the
what were the answers you got?
Is it a good place to work? And everybody was like, yeah, it is.
They were?
They said yes.
Why don't you ask me?
I didn't know you that well.
Your fucking mind?
So you think it's a bad move?
No. You had to do it. I mean, I'll be honest. Yeah. I'm with you. If I didn't get that Murray job and I wanted it, you know, what are you going to do? Sit around and fucking pine for it? No, this is a good, drive time opportunity on a successful show.
Like, I don't want to be bitter, but yes, I'm bitter.
And I think you can make it, you can change sort of the show in certain ways that I think can help the show.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the question is, like I said, the question is, how is it going to go? But that part you never know about. I mean, you find out as it goes along.
Right. Show by show.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what you're going to do.
That's exactly it. You got along fine with everybody over there? There's no gossip? You didn't hate anybody over there?
No, I knew you were going to ask me this, and you're going to be upset about it, but I think I literally got along with everybody.
That's a concern for me.
Is it?
Going forward for you, yes. I would like for you to have a few enemies.
Just like pick a couple battles.
Yeah,
here
I mean,
and
there's not an asshole over there.
No, again, like, would you invite them all over to your house to hang out? Probably not.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, that is different. But like,
altercations. No.
I literally worked with everybody. No, again, like, I was upset that I didn't get the third or the update spot on Felger and Maz. But
you were there for 7 years.
Yeah, I mean,
or was that bullshit? Like a bullshit set? Was that a press release 7 years? Or were you working there 7 years?
I was literally working there 7 years.
Doing what?
But the first maybe 3 years, it was like Saturday, Sundays, and Monday nights.
Right.
Because for whatever reason, DA. His update guy couldn't work Mondays, so I was like, all right, good for me. So I worked Saturday, Sunday, Monday, mostly as update guys or like post-Bruins game host, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I also did stuff like, you know, I covered the Celtics, and I would go get sound in the locker room for the Celtics.
Sure, like
and,
that.
You know, so stuff like that. And then it was 4 years ago was when Jones and I, we started together at doing the night show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I was there for 7 years. I was there, you know, I think the second week it was on the air, I was on the air there.
I understand. I read the press release. And what I read was Rich Keefe is going to do 2 to 6 every day.
Yes.
With Dale Arnold and Michael Hawley.
Correct.
And then do 6 to 7 with Mike Menansky.
Yes.
My understanding is there's been some blowback from the talent involved in your show. They're not happy with that.
Well, I think what's going to happen is I am going to do 6 to 7. I don't think it's been that bad. I think what they wanted.
A little unhappy with the idea.
What they wanted, I think, was to focus on the 2 to 6, which I am all on board
for. I understand that.
To get the chemistry.
But you're friends
with
Mutt.
I am friends with Mutt, and I think January 3rd I'm going to start with Mutt.
So you're going to do 6 to 7.
I don't know if that's breaking news. Because I think after, because you got Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, there was different reasons for it.
Hot stove show,
stuff like that. There's all that stuff going on right now in the month of December. Plus the last week, I don't think anybody's in. So
yeah, it's kind of
So it was sort of presented at first that it was going to be 2 to 7 for me, and then they sort of altered it, you know, I think the last few days. They were like, all right, let's just make it 2 to 6.
Are you doing any weekend stuff?
No.
No, that's good. That's in your contract.
No weekend stuff. Good. And if I do anything weekend stuff, it'll be additional.
Right. So that's not in your deal.
Not in my
deal. 5 hours a day is a lot.
It is. I'm used to it, though.
Yeah, but five hours.
No, it is different. It's more intensive. There's no doubt. You know, and we had Bruins and Celtics. So that would break up the show. We're still there. We had to do stuff during the games. But at least the 5 hour day, you know, it's long.
I mean, you're talking to Kirk Minahan here, and you're distracted by Drew Carey on The Price is Right.
Look, I don't know why you guys had this on in here.
I was in here when we walked in. Was
is this where you always record your podcast?
No. Well, it's behind us is the one, but it's being done. You walked into the middle of madness. It looks like a fucking, you know, bomb went off in the
middle
of it. It is crazy. It is absolutely nuts.
The new studio should be nice, though. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, who knows? They tell you one thing. You know. My concern with that is,
ready, by the way.
My concern with that is they're going to rush it. You know, to get it done,
and then
we'll be the first ones on at 6 a.m. and it's going to be a fucking disaster on the Patriots Monday after a big Sunday, and you're going to be running around.
Let me ask you a question. Can I do that?
You can ask me as many questions as you like, Rich. I was hoping you would.
Okay, great. The third person or the casting couch, as it were, on your program, is that something that is going to go on for another 3 years? Is that just going to be a bit? So like when you guys are running out, like, hey, we can talk sports here, then we'll just talk about who the third. The best person.
Well, I'd much rather talk about that.
I can tell that you would.
I think my take on it is nobody has stepped up and like totally. I mean, in an ideal world, if his head was on right and he wanted to do it every day, Tanguay would do the job.
Yes.
But that's not going to happen.
No.
So
is he back at all?
He'll be back. He'll be back. But I like the idea of, you know, we had gone through a tough couple of years on the show. The family was not getting along that well.
No.
So we like the idea, especially me, is somebody comes in, like today, Meter, who we love, came in at 5:30, said hello, we talked for a little bit, we did the show, 10:02, he leaves. And with that is any potential drama, any disagreement, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So we do our show, we like what we like, and then once we found the core of four or five people that we like, and Meter's one of them, Alex Reamer's one of them, Trenny's one of them, I'm forgetting somebody.
Does Mutt ever work? He can't now, right?
Mutt, yeah, Mutt does. Yeah, Mutt, nights, no, he Mutt, sometimes does. Yeah, Mutt will. Mutt will do. Mutt's on with us Friday.
Okay.
Mutt. And if we can find one more, Tango, that's where
Tomasi,
Tango is perfect.
Right?
Tomasi's too fucking lazy. He never wants to do it. He sits around and fucking plays video games
you guys
and shits
have
out of the column.
Clearly the toughest shift to ask somebody to like just pop in. Like that throws your whole
thing
off.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, yes, I would say it's, you know, really highly rated. And, you know, there's that part of it. There's the exposure part of it.
One of the two best time slots, however, to tell somebody like, hey, can you fill in 2 to 6 tomorrow? They're like, sure. Wait, can you fill in 6 to 10? You're like, what am I doing?
Right, I used to do that. Yeah. And I would say, oh, and that would dominate your thoughts all day.
Oh, it's brutal.
The next day,
you're up, set an alarm.
You're up at 4 o'clock.
It's awful.
But I think that, you know.
Are you a napper? You take naps?
No, not really.
Oh, boy.
What you learn is the people who want to do it.
Yeah.
They step up, and the people who don't get pushed aside. And
so
that's okay.
If you get a good third person, they'll be on every day, you think? See, I don't think you want that.
I don't really know if I really want that. And
do you ever do shows just the two of you guys?
Yeah, we did last Friday. Thanks for listening, Rich. It was fine. I think tomorrow,
I'm still working on my new schedule. I'll be up earlier now.
I think tomorrow we're doing it also.
Okay.
I think, and people, that's the other question people ask us all. Three questions about the show.
Yeah.
Are you going to hire somebody full time? Why don't you do some more shows yourself? And what's going on with Tanguay? Those are the three questions. And so, you know, I think some people want to hear just the two of us, so we'll do a little more of that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's best is the day after Patriots game now because we have Brady on, which we have to replay. We have Tim Hasselbeck on. And you just have so much shit going on
after
the Patriots game.
Yeah, you don't need another voice.
And that's the other thing you'll have to figure out, which, you know, I don't know what your Belichick strategy is. I would just
survive.
Fucking go right at him. Just fucking
challenge
him.
That's what I'll
fucking
do.
Don't fuck around. Say, why are you giving me this bullshit answer?
Cyrus Jones is a good draft pick, huh?
Just shit all over him.
No,
you get that flop post for Hernandez? Is that true, Bill? What's your role? What's your thoughts going to be on that? Those guys have a long, always written books, you know, about Belichick. Dale's known him for probably 25 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm going to ask questions. I'll be honest. They're probably, I'm not going to just, I'm not going to lay into them. I want to sort of establish some sort of rapport a little bit with him.
Sure.
I want him to hate me right out of the gates.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, because he'd probably be, what, the most intimidating person to interview in New England?
Probably. Like, I did it in person once filling in for, this was back when Glenn and Holly were doing. I filled in with Holly, and he was in a shit mood that day. And
that's the thing, this sucks. Yeah, and like some days you get, like the day I was sitting in, they were talking about the 0-1 team.
Right.
So he was great. They won a game, right?
That's important.
So this Tuesday I'm going to talk to him, and they could lose to Baltimore on Monday night.
Definitely.
And then that would be a little bit trickier. You're going to get a lot of, you know, blank stares.
Are you one of these guys who cares about what textures and Twitter, and do you let that govern your when you're on the air?
No.
Not at all.
I read it. I'll look at it.
Oh, we all do. But
I look at it. No, I mean, you'll look at the one, you'll get like 5 or 6 or whatever, being like, hey, this is great, like, this is funny, and then you get the one being like, worst segment ever, and you look at that, you're like, oh, this guy.
Right. Even if they all say it, really, who cares?
But what I do, and I'm sure you do too, is I do enjoy, when you just stop and think, you're like, all right, this person somewhere in the world took time out of their day to like type into their phone.
Oh, they're
like,
into it, man.
Fuck Keith. Like, he's the worst. Like, great. That's tremendous. Like, you're spending time ripping me on your phone and sending
it
to Twitter.
We have this little circle now of like parody accounts that have like populated all over the place.
And they're all like friends with each other.
Yeah, and they put real work into it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're listening.
They listen all the time.
Kind of sweet in a way.
You can't get anything by them.
How about Ford 4? I have heard you're not a fan.
What do you mean I'm not a fan?
I don't know. how can you be?
I like lists.
Did you have a problem with 4-4 yesterday, focusing on you after the Red Sox made a big trade and people are getting their cars at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I didn't think we needed to focus on me. Plus, there weren't like four great things. It was not great.
What were the four things? You were a conspiracy.
Oh,
theorist?
It was like I like wrestling.
Right.
I don't think we've been to the moon.
Right.
Something about video games.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm kind of a dork. I have my podcast plug for the podcast.
Are you gonna be doing that here?
So they said I can keep doing it, and then I guess it's sort of up to them whether they want to like cross promote it or not.
Who's them?
Like Joe, and he said he'd talk to like Rob Bradford about it too.
About what? What are you talking about? Cross promote what?
No, like if so, my podcast right now that I do literally just by
myself.
It's
not on EI.com.
No, it's on iTunes.
Oh,
it's like,
on,
I just,
so you didn't
it,
do
it.
It
wasn't even the sports stuff. No, it was literally just me.
I got you.
Yeah, I do it with my friends. Like, I don't do it with anybody anybody's even heard of.
Right.
I apologize to you guys. But, and we just put it up on iTunes and people, like, we have, you know.
Oh, I got you.
Whatever the listenership is.
And what is that?
What? The podcast?
Yeah.
So I call it hashtag dork and I just talk about like movies, TV, video games. It's shit like that. So, like, we'll talk about.
So you're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you should.
That's the plan. And then whether or not they want to like put a link to it, like that's all I'm saying.
Well, you'd want that, right?
Yeah,
why not?
Why not? Yeah,
you
more
should
listeners
do that. They should do that. They'll do that.
Yeah, okay. So that's.
I'll take care of that for you, Arch.
Perfect. Look at this. This
so
is
you
really...
talk about like what, like Lord of the Rings and shit? Rogue One?
Yes, yeah, so we'll talk about Rogue One
Rogue
when that
One.
Shit comes
Are you going
out.
To Rogue One opening night?
I think the second. I already bought my ticket. Yeah.
What do you mean your ticket?
Ticket.
You can't. You have nobody to go with opening night to Rogue One?
No, my wife does. She's got no interest.
No friends
in
to go with Rogue One?
Well, you know
One?
What's funny is that I'm so in the routine. Like,
you go see a movie now at 7:30.
No, and that threw me off completely because right. I was used to seeing it like Friday morning, like before the show. And then I'd go
clock.
On the show and be like, oh, Batman was terrible. And they're right. like, oh, you already saw it?
Right.
Whereas now I'm like, oh, yeah, I can actually go when like normal people go.
You can live a normal life.
I can.
You can
it's
watch,
an adjustment.
You can watch games. You
it's
can
weird.
Get up as late. Well, you get up late anyway before, but it's a regular,
yeah,
regular. Where do you live?
Medford.
Oh, so that's not too bad.
Right now we're getting kicked out.
Why? What do you mean kicked out?
We have a friggin' landlord said we got to leave.
Why? What are you, squatting?
No, you know what it is? I think he wants to jack the rent.
Well, I can't, but you're not going to do that.
No, and you can't.
You're
I don't
get the
think
big
you,
contract now.
You can't legally jack the rent like so high like for the tenants who are there. Like, he can raise it, but he can't raise it. So anyway, that's a whole thing.
Are you going to buy a house?
You know what? I think we're going to be looking.
Do you, how old? You said you're 32?
I'm 32.
Any kids?
No kids. Dog.
No kids.
Just
dog.
One dog.
How long have you been married for?
5 years.
Long pause there.
Well, we're coming up on 5.
Kids on the way?
Yeah, maybe sooner rather than later.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I would say so.
What does your wife do?
She's a chef.
She's a chef.
She's a chef.
At a restaurant.
Yes.
Where is that?
Urban Hearth.
Where's
another
that?
Good plug. It's in Cambridge. It's on Mass Ave in Cambridge.
Sounds a little yuppie. No?
Yeah, I told her. I go, I'm not thrilled with the name.
Do you go there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Do you like the food there?
The food's very good. Yeah, she cooks it. That's
well,
tremendous.
She a good chef?
Oh, she's great.
She's a good chef.
Yeah,
how'd
great,
you guys meet?
How did we meet? Well, you went to college together.
Where was that?
Hobart and William Smith.
Oh, that's where you went?
Hobart College.
Hobart, yeah.
Yeah, you know Hobart?
I mean, I know of it. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Fordham. I grew up in Winchester.
Fordham?
Right next to Medford.
Like KFC from Barstool.
You went to Fordham?
Yeah, he's the only other person I know that went to Fordham.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
You didn't grow up in Medford, though, did you?
No, I grew up in New Hampshire. My whole family's from Massachusetts,
I
but
that.
I grew up in New Hampshire.
I knew that.
Yeah.
You grew up listening to EI or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you grew up listening to Dale Arnold like I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now you got to deal with him every day.
So that's pretty crazy.
You think?
Well, no, I mean, just, you know, as a sports fan growing up, like, I had a few of these earlier. Like, you know, I was hosting shows, say, maybe, like, 5 years ago with, like, Jermaine Wiggins.
Right.
And, like, going
right.
from, I was in high school watching him
when
catch 10 catches in the snow game. And then the next thing you know.
Finding out he's a moron on the air.
I love it.
In a good way.
I love it.
In
yeah,
a good
right,
way.
Right.
Yes,
in a good way. All that stuff. So, that you know, that's cool. And, like, same thing, though, with, like, the radio personalities and the TV personalities. Like, meeting all these guys, working with these guys. So
who's the biggest?
Cool.
Who's the biggest asshole you've met?
Biggest asshole I've met?
Mine would be Andy Gresh. He was a total fucking asshole
See,
to
Gresh,
me. For
I get along with Gresh.
Rich,
Gresh
legitimately
loves me.
For minute one. He was, for some reason,
didn't like
he hated me.
No, Gresh loves me.
I probably ripped him, but I don't remember.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. No, I like Gresh.
DuPont has been an asshole for me, to
know.
Me.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be someone who's an asshole to me.
You're worrying me here.
Yeah, I'm too well-liked.
Yeah,
or I like
you like
too
many
much.
People, yeah.
I don't know. I'll probably think of somebody as soon as I get out of here. Who's an asshole? I don't know.
I'm worried.
Maybe you?
I'm concerned.
No,
that's a good answer. I have no problem with that. That's
yeah,
a good
but you haven't been an asshole to me.
Everyone
yet
here's been nice to you so far?
Everybody has. No, it's like
why'd
almost,
you pause?
Almost weirdly so.
Yeah, that'll change.
It will change. I've only been on the air one day.
But you don't like, my guess is you don't like that. You want to get to the point where it feels like you've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Being new sucks.
Being new sucks. You meet a lot of people. It's hard to remember everybody's names. You're going around like, this is hey. You're like going
right,
around everywhere.
Right.
So I've met like probably everybody who works here, but it's hard to
and
remember.
You're still
all
talking
that.
To a lot of guys across the street, texting, gossiping?
No, I haven't really yet.
Nobody at all?
I'm trying to figure out who they're going to replace me with, but I haven't gotten any answers. I don't think they know yet.
How can they? I mean, really? That's,
right?
That's a big.
That is the $1 million question.
How do you pick the guy who fills in with Adam Jones at night? That's
think
a big
about
spot.
The night update guy?
I'd go woman if I were them there.
You think woman?
Mix it up a little bit.
Wow.
Mix it up a little bit.
Sure.
Trenny's been really good with us. I don't want her to do that, but I'm saying she's been good with us.
I don't think she would leave for that. She would
nah,
over
nah,
there.
Nah,
yeah,
no, no, no.
Another woman, though. They
yeah.
look to, maybe look to Nesson.
I don't
they
know.
Get a lot of women
they
there.
Else, they, but do they have any personalities?
Sure.
They do? Who?
I don't know.
I don't even
Casey
know anybody
McDonald,
over
maybe?
There.
You don't know Casey McDonald?
I know. I met her. She's pretty wild.
You met her?
I did meet her. Met her at the Springsteen concert.
Oh,
I did. She was there. She looked pretty good. I got to admit, pretty good. Right. Who's the one that brought on all the women all the time? Was that Jones?
D.A. No, Jones didn't do that.
Was he a perv or what?
The women of the D.A. show?
Yeah. Was that just so we could look at him?
It must have been.
You did work with him a little bit.
Yeah, so I worked like every Monday night for whatever reason it was. I was on with D.A.
Yeah.
Got along with him.
Fucking along with everybody.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Nobody. No assholes. That'll change. Next time you're on here, it will change. When I'm on the Dork podcast, I'm going to ask you
there.
That again.
You like that stuff?
Star Wars?
Like Star Wars, movie guy, comic book guy, anything?
Not
like
comic
that?
Books. Movies.
Video games?
Movies.
Big movie
huge,
guy.
Huge.
Yeah, we have you on.
But you should have on Harry Minahan, my 4-year-old son, yeah. who is the biggest Star Wars fan in the fucking world.
Yes.
Like, he knows everything.
So he watches
Star Wars Rebels.
He watched all the old ones?
He watches all the old ones. Good. He's going to go to Rogue One. He's going to, you know, he loves.
He's four? He's not scared of, like, Darth Sidious or
not,
anything like that?
Not at all. He's not scared of Kylo Ren. The only time is he cries when Han Solo died. He was sad.
Well, I mean,
when
that
Han
was
Solo
an emotional
died.
Scene. I don't blame him for that.
It was kind of a lame scene, though. Like, he puts his hand on his. Is there anybody who didn't think it was going to happen? He walks across the bridge and then he puts his hand on his face.
Yeah, well. They wanted to mirror the first one as much as they could.
I think they definitely ripped off the first
one. It was the exact same movie.
Any other questions? Any other thoughts, Rich, before we let you go? Did I miss your...
Do you have any advice for me?
I gave you some. Get in trouble. Fucking
fight. Yeah, but you want people to hate me. But you don't want it to be fake. Are you okay with that? Do you like the fake fights?
No, because I don't... No, those,
it's got to be real,
I don't have
right?
a lot of interest in that. But you have to be comfortable, I think, getting in the fights and knowing, all right, you know... This guy's going to be pissed at me for a while. My advice
that's
is
fine. No,
don't even worry about that
shit. You want him to feel one way passionately.
Yes, and don't worry about textures. Don't worry about callers.
No.
Don't worry about what management tells you. If you have an idea, just do it. You know, that's what I would say. I'd say you know yourself better than Dale or Holly or Joey or anybody. You know what works for you and what doesn't work.
Well, and they've told me to be myself, which is great. They're not really expecting me to
be
anything different.
When people say that, though, they're...
Yeah, he can't really mean that,
right? Yes, they don't really mean
that. Nah, maybe you're right.
Right.
What about getting suspended? Would that be like, is that a good move?
Have you ever been suspended?
Not from a radio station.
I don't mean junior high school. Yeah, I mean, have been suspended combined 4 times in the last 2 years.
Yeah, right. In this room 4 times. Yeah.
I would not I would not recommend getting suspended without pay.
Yeah, good
make
point.
Sure it's with pay because that doesn't even
with
feel like
pay,
a suspension.
You're on vacation.
If it's a Friday, you get suspended.
Nice.
Then you're in business.
Yeah.
You know, you
but
don't,
do you like? Does it give you like a bad boy edge? Is there anything to that?
I mean, I don't speak up. I don't sit around and think I'm the guy who's been suspended. Like, you know, it just happens to happen. I don't say you know
you get a leather jacket.
You know you've been on radio obviously a long.
9 years according to the press release.
There are things where when you say it, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, you're like, no, dump
fuck,
it.
I can't. Or like, you know, you think of it 10 minutes later, like, oh, I could see how that could be construed.
Has it ever happened where you've said something and then you said dump it and like Curtis or Ken or whoever
Ken's
dumps
good,
it
man.
And saves it? Would you have been in more trouble if they didn't save you?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'll do it now with Ken. I shouldn't do this, but on the air, just to see if he's paying attention.
No, that's not a good idea.
I did it today. I was like, we were arguing. And I was like, that's a shitty thing to say. And I just
that's not
but Ken
a good
is good.
Strategy.
Ken is excellent.
That's great.
But there's certain words, like I was just saying to the chair, you could say the word asshole. We just aren't allowed to say it. That's
wait,
not
can?
FCC. Yes, you could say asshole.
You could say asshole?
You could say asshole.
See, I never really got.
You could say it today, 4-4.
Did you?
You
want me to?
Yes.
You know who's an asshole?
Yes, exactly. Kirk asked me who an asshole was. I can't think of anybody. I just thought of somebody, Dale.
They never really gave you like a list of words that you can't say.
No,
did you ever get that?
I think we know them.
They're kind of implied. We've all seen the private parts. And
yes,
we get
sure.
it. But because then you'll
but you can't
say bitch. But you can say bitch.
Well,
in like a certain way.
Well, I did, and I got suspended for it.
True.
Right.
But if you used it in another way, you wouldn't have.
No, the rule is this: like if I called Jerry a bitch. I would not get in trouble.
Right, it would just continue.
If I called Trini a bitch, which I wouldn't do because she's not,
how
I wouldn't do it.
How dare you even suggest it?
Right, she's obviously not.
Yeah.
I would get in a lot of trouble. There is a double standard. I know that going in. I knew it 2 years ago when I said it, so that's my fault.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Asshole, I think you can say.
You're baiting me. There's
no
way
you
can say asshole.
I say it. The AAF says it. There are things involving the asshole you can't say.
Oh, like stick it in the asshole.
Right, that you can't say. There are things, if it's a sexual implication, the whole fucking thing is stupid. Anyway.
It really is.
But, you know, but I will say this. For us, even, I think, more than your show, there are people driving their kids to school.
No, that's true.
And I guess there are people picking them up, too.
On the way home. No, that's
you got to think
true.
Of the 8-year-old.
Think of the kids.
That's my advice to you. Think of the kids.
Think of the 8-year-old.
God knows Tanguay does.
Really get your show pointed towards the 8-year-old.
Yeah, that's going to be my advice. That's it. Fucking be yourself and fight. If there's something you disagree with and you think, should I lay off this one? Fucking jump in there. Make Dale uncomfortable. That's my advice.
All right.
The best radio with Dale, Eddie made them uncomfortable.
Because people tell, they're like, yeah, get angry Dale going.
Angry Dale's the best?
He is at his best.
People talk about me. Dale is much fucking angrier and bitter and than I am. And I mean that in the best way.
Right.
The
no, it's
way.
Yeah, no, it comes across. It's
and
good.
Then when he leaves, say, are you really leaving this show to go fucking do a Bruins pregame show, Dale? Sit your ass in the fucking, sit your ass in the chair. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
So what happens then? Just the two of you?
Yeah, when Dale leaves, it's going to be me and Michael for whatever it is, 40 minutes.
Unlike, but not at Gillette the other day. You had to sit there with the, like, Ving Rhames with the ball gag in your mouth in Pulp Fiction.
Correct, yeah. Yes. I had to, I was the gimp for the day. But
there
I got to watch. I got to learn.
What did you learn?
The break Nothing? Schedule.
Zero, right?
When we go to
zero,
break. Yeah.
Zero.
I mean,
why'd
yeah.
you go?
Well, they wanted me down there. There was a big luncheon.
Oh,
so
right.
the luncheon. Yeah, yeah. I did, like, a Facebook Live thing, which I'm sure had a ton of hits.
Yeah, you're Mr. Like, they're pimping you out right now.
I'm being
now.
Oversold.
A
and
little,
I'm afraid.
Little, I feel bad for you.
Yeah,
respect.
There's going to be.
You feel like you can't say no right now.
Well, not only that,
say
but
no.
I feel like there's going to be a letdown. I feel like there's been a lot of hype. They had me
oh,
do
no
all
question.
These.
Yeah. Everybody's let
these,
down. Yeah.
They had me do all these Kiefer Madness like promos. I'm like, well, okay. I'm like, they're not all winners.
We made fun of that
They're
one.
Not all winners.
We made fun
by
of that one.
Oh, that's fine.
I would have, if I were you, I would have been, you know, been more of a wise ass.
Okay.
I would have fucked with people.
What, in the thing?
Yeah,
the okay,
yeah, don't you think?
I just wanted to record it. And
I got that sense. Sure. I didn't blame you. I got that sense. Just get it over with and get out.
Like, all right, this is what else do I need to do today?
All right, any other questions? Are you good to go?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, more questions. Okay, go ahead.
No, you need to go?
No, absolutely not.
Well, no, just you're a podcast professional.
I've only been here since 4 a.m. Yeah,
I want to be a podcast professional
Why?
As well. I like podcasts. You don't think you like podcasts?
I enjoy this
do
podcast.
It?
Absolutely. Well, I get paid to do it, Rich.
I like the Lenny Dykstra one.
That was a good one.
Let me tell you that right now. That was a good one. I was very intrigued when I saw the timestamp was like 6 minutes.
That's when you know there's trouble. That's
I was like,
you know
I better tune into this.
My
one.
Cutoff is like, if it's less than 40, you can if you download it, you can say, all right, obviously Menahan had no fucking interest in this one.
Well, where are you at right now?
I'm like 27. We're done. I don't know. Podcast professional? Well, I mean, you want to do an additional podcast here in addition to the Dork podcast?
Well, that's the thing. We're trying to figure out
like
what we're going to do. I don't know.
I could do
Kiefer Madness as a podcast. I don't know if that would be good or not.
What do you
I would
mean?
Need another voice. So basically, you said the Kiefer Madness story went on too long yesterday.
Too long.
So you could, but there'd be no time restraints on a podcast, or you could do multiple stories.
So you do it with Ben or something.
Right. You'd have to have another voice
you
because
could do that.
The solo thing is not great. So you could do that.
Yeah, I guess. You could do that every
Or do you
day.
Think I should do like a sports podcast?
No, fuck no.
See, that's why like
fuck
again,
no. Is that what they said to you? Don't listen to them.
No, they didn't say that.
Okay.
But that's not, you know, why I'm doing the dork ones because like 4 hours a day I'm talking sports. So I don't want to then go do
what
a
I like. I'm telling you what these guys do well, and I know it's part of my ego. But I like our producers do a post-show podcast every day where they talk about shit behind the scenes, and it does really well. People love that. As you know, people why have
stuff.
A career. People love that shit.
Yeah.
You and Ben could do a wrap-up show of your show every day.
That's not a bad idea.
People might like that.
Well, unless I'm on until 7.
No, that's true. It's a good point. I don't think I'm here until 8 wrapping up. Well, okay. That might be tough.
Yeah.
That might be tough.
But maybe we'll figure it out.
I don't know, but that's but that
no,
people
like that.
Like that stuff. Yeah.
And then I'm sure you've been asked this before, but who do you want to get on the podcast?
We were talking about last week, Ben and I. We've swung and missed on a couple of people. I want to have Brandy Love on. That's the adult film star. I'm a fan of hers.
Oh, okay.
We tried to get Bruce Springsteen on. That didn't really work out as well as we had hoped.
No,
I want to have Roger Goodell on. Think he's going to come on?
Goodell. Well, he says he's open and available
open
to everybody all the time.
You know, I like having on like. Like, people are like, you know, I don't want to have, like, George Clooney on my podcast. Like, I would rather have people who will come on and talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to have on, like, Lenny Dykstra's, and I want to have on these sort
well,
of fucking...
Really
well, yeah, but I mean, you know, these people who are going to be sort of interesting. I'm not, like, the big names are not... I want to have on... I've tried that. Everybody across the street, nobody will do it. I'd like to have those people on.
Yeah, I don't think... I bet they... Like, whoever
I talked to
ask,
Thomas. Thomas and I had a conversation. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, he's like, why would I have you do that?
Well,
it's on your website. You guys advertise it. There's like.
The way
you
know, I responded to him was you could put it on your website. We'll go 50-50. You know, we could. But he's saying that, you know, what's the point of giving a publicity? Which I understand.
It's like when WWF and ECW started
it's exactly
to cross-promote.
Like that, Rich. Yeah. Exactly Thank like you. That. Yes. Yeah. There you go. All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
You ready to go? Did you have your conference call with the guys?
Yes,
today?
We are ready to go.
Do you just sit there quietly right now, or do you feel like you have to say?
No, I talked.
You did?
I talked.
Like what?
What am
I going to hear today at 2 o'clock?
I had some great insight today.
You
well,
did?
We're probably going to continue with the Chris Sale stuff. A 4 at 4, you're not going to want to miss.
What is it today? But,
it's going to be 4 big trades the Red Sox have made and sort of the impact they made on the Red Sox and then how
Christ.
Good the prospects were.
Uh-huh.
You know, because the Chris Sale fallout is what we're talking about here, Kurt. No? You're like, what
I like,
your 4-4 be today?
My 4-4 today would be not a 4-4 today. Yeah, I'm not,
you're going to skip it?
I love Ben. That's Ben's baby. So
Ben likes it. I like Ben.
It's important to Ben. I understand that. But sometimes I'm thinking.
You like bits?
Not really.
You're not a bits guy.
Like what?
Well, just
what's
like,
a bit?
Like
the thing where Maserati pretends he has, like, they have that loud voice, so that voice, the Maserati, that thing?
Oh, like the squeaky Maz?
Like that?
Yeah,
is that a bit?
That's a bit.
Sometimes.
Like Kiefer Madness technically is a bit.
Yeah, but it's long, though. That's long. A long. That's a, but the bit is like.
It's time sensitive.
I think Stern, I think bits, like the old
that's
Stern.
That's what I'm saying. And you love Stern,
like,
right?
Yeah, I love funny bits.
Well, yeah, that's the.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, if it's good, I like it, but I like bits just, hey, let's do a bit.
But, I mean, they got to, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's true. It's
Michael Scott.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
I had John Krasinski on my podcast.
I haven't listened to that one
that
yet.
One, you're a big Office fan, right?
Love The Office.
He's good. He was excellent.
Was he good?
Great guy, too. I mean, you know.
He probably listened to EI growing up, right?
He did.
He must have.
He did.
Who's his favorite? Did you ask him who his favorite show was?
No, he wasn't that. I could tell he's casually in the,
okay,
yeah. I was going to embarrass, yeah, yeah. But he was good. Very nice. Chris
Curtis.
I think
Ben has a similar voice to Krasinski. Has that ever been brought up?
Ben Kitchen?
Ben Kitchen, I think, sounds like John Krasinski.
Maybe. Curtis was with me. He fucking, you know.
Oh, is he just,
you know, it was embarrassing.
Gushing?
Yeah, he was like telling him his favorite episodes.
No, he
like,
doesn't care.
But Krasinski was cool. He was like, oh, yeah, how about this one? Like, he was like.
Oh, so he was into it?
Krasinski asked Curtis a question. What was his favorite prank? You know, with Rainn Wilson, whatever. The,
yeah, yeah, right.
So they did that
putting
whole thing.
Stapler
Krasinski
Jell-O,
was like, Krasinski was like, cool. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's like a really nice guy.
No, he was a good guy.
Oh, that's cool.
But, all right, well, Rich, good luck. Anytime
Thank you
need advice.
I will call you.
Call me.
Yes.
Do not call Chris Curtis or Mike Menansky.
Well, those were my only numbers I had at the time.
Right, well, call me. You know,
I'm
and
getting
again,
more numbers now.
Get in trouble. I want you suspended by next
I'm going to say
March.
Asshole today.
Say asshole today.
Maybe a few times.
I would say sexual positions involving that. 4-4. That would be my 4-4 today.
4-4. Your favorite asshole
uses of
the
word
involving
asshole.
Assholes.
Yes. Assholes 4-4.
Yeah.
You wouldn't listen to that?
I would tune
if you
in.
Tease out today,
I'd be
if you tweeted out today, you said, our 4-4 subject today is assholes. Who wouldn't listen to that?
I'm in.
Right, so to speak.
Right.
Yes. All right. Thanks again for listening to the Enough About Me podcast. Actually, you know what? I'm really not thankful at all. You should be thanking me. You get this shit every week, these great podcasts, totally free. Do me a favor. Would you go to iTunes, download it, go to Stitcher, do the same, and leave a rating, leave a review. That's where you can help me out. This podcast is going to be number one again. I guarantee it. And you're going to help me along with the process. So for that, I guess at the end, maybe I will thank you. There's a lot of thank yous going back and forth. Here's the point. Fuck you.